Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gathering Offering. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I offer blessings to those with eyes and ears. Republic Broadcasting Network brings you the Gathering Offering, and Republic Broadcasting Network survives by donations. I know people get a little tired of hearing that, but if more people would take a $5 bill or a $10 bill, stick it in an envelope with a little, piece of paper around it saying, thanks, here's a small donation. Put a little stamp on it and send it down to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This is a switchback to Saturday evenings for the Gathering Offering, and it's only been 2 days since the last presentation that was offered. In case there are new people here that have not, at this time slot, not familiar with the Gathering Offering, this is not really a radio program. This is not a show. The intent of the Gathering Offering is to be a way, a path, a lifestyle. It is more of a course. It is almost impossible, to my way of thinking, to understand the Gathering Offering and its presentation without listening to the archives. The archives are available at Republic Broadcasting Network for about $5 a month. And then you can listen not only to the Gathering Offering, but you can listen to anybody else's radio show or any other host or a guest or a caller or anything that they say whenever you want to. I hope that the listeners of RBN will be just a little patient as, you know, the board operators, the station management, and the host and the guest and the callers get more familiarized with the new schedule. I know that some people have said, gosh, what's this? What's that? What's that? And people have called me. And I said, I don't know. And I'm sure that as soon as RBN is able to figure everything out, they will start getting the postings up of which host is at what time slot and at what days. I would love to be able to say there's a way to use a magic wand and get all this right. And I'm sure that there's a lot of communications that have to go on before decisions can be made. I'm trying to be patient, as other people are trying to be patient. I will tell you that unequivocally, I would prefer to have 2 hours on the radio because of the materials that I do. As of this time, I've only been given 1 hour. So somehow I'm going to have to condense subjects, and I feel embarrassed already at the amount of condensation that I normally have to put in. Please bear with the situation, and I am hopeful, and I have not been told factually or anything like that the Gathering Offering will be expanded to 2 hours. But if it's possible, I was told, it might happen. I'm sorry for such a long, announcement at the beginning of this, but it is a new time frame, and there's going to be listeners that were listening on Thursday evenings, and they're not going to know that the Gathering Offering is here on Saturday. So you could alert some of your other friends and send out emails, things of that nature, to allow others to know where it is. Tonight is October 27, 2012, Saturday, or Saturn's Day in pagan time. In the Lord's time, this is the 111th Jubilee, the fourth week, the sixth year, the 28th day of the month, and the second day of the week. In a few weeks, I will go into that subject matter again on the seventh day of the week for people. Tonight we're going to go into more explanations of what occurred on Thursday and go with some review of past definitions so that people can possibly place it in their mind.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Welcome back to the Gathering Offering, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that are familiar with the format that I use know that this is the required time that I must speak to the Father. Dear Father, who art in heaven, if it be thy will, have your only begotten Son, the Christ, pray my prayer to you. Father, we got ourselves into a situation. It took hundreds of years to get into this situation. We got into this situation by not obeying you. We got into this situation by swallowing what the preachers say about mercy and grace. And we can do whatever we want, and it'll still be okay. We are finding out physically, mentally, economically, in every fashion, that we were wrong. Please accept our apology. But apologies mean nothing, Father, unless we do something to correct the situation. Father, the time is short, and many people are saying, golly, how can I learn all this stuff? How can I figure this out? Well, the answer to me is simple, Father. Hours and hours of obtaining knowledge. Return to your jurisdiction, and it shall be fine. Rely on Mammon's ways, and you shall lose. Thank you very much, Father, for hearing my prayer. We're going to return tonight to bits and pieces of last Thursday. I'm going to start by reading out of the Quern, Q-U-E-R-N, versus Jordan, 1979 U.S. Supreme Court case. And I quote, "No person in his natural capacity is brought before the court as defendant." You see that you have this word, natural capacity. Last week, I read a little phrase out to you. And I'm going to read it again. That I consider myself as a divine created being, servant. Now, that doesn't mean that I am divine. It means the divine created this thing that is speaking at this time. And that thing I call a being or a servant. The Christ says very clearly, no man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. So, at no particular place, anywhere, do I find that man is free. And the Christ says that we are servants. So we have a choice. You can either serve the Father, or you can serve Mammon, which is man. There's no other difference. There's no other way to do it. These people would say, they're free. Those particular individuals are understood as homo barbarian in Latin, as a barbarous being living in the state of free nature, a liberty-free state. That means everybody makes their own rule. That's still not under the Father's law. Or what has happened to most people in this North American continent, and of course other countries, they are under a homo humana, as a human being. I'm not a human being. I don't have a hue to me. Listen to that, how I'm emphasizing hue. Living in a civilized social state, a social man in the state of nature, civil liberty, civil state, learned in Roman civil law. Now, these are definitions. People say, what does it mean by these definitions? If you, the individual, fail to define what and who your entity, I did my best not to use the word you, then it is free for anybody else to make the assumption and apply a definition that you're not familiar with and you don't want. You say, wait a minute, that's trickery. That's wizardry. What do you think Mammon is about? It's run by serpents. They are slippery. They are slimy. You think they're not trickerish? You got something called Halloween coming up, trick or treat. Whole country's wanting to dress their children up and make their children look like actors. Some choose devils, some choose ghosts, some choose famous personalities. And they condition their children into the wizardry from day one. As soon as they're old enough to get up there and understand, hey, get some free candy, chocolate, hard candy, bubble gum, you name it. Put on your mask, be an actor. You fail to get what I'm saying. You fail to understand what happened to all of us. Now, in actuality, when I was a child and it was Halloween time, yeah, I went out and I collected candy. You know, I didn't dress up as anybody. Never did that. People tried to get, you know, well, do this, do that. No, I'm just going to walk around. I'm going to have my little bag and I'm going to collect all the candy I can get. I didn't dress up as anybody. And I caught a little bit of grief from people about that. Are you going to send your children out and have them put on a mask in a couple days? Are you going to watch other people do that? Are you going to be a good little government agent and not profess to others of what they're doing? Because they'll get upset with you. You will be expressing opinion, an opinion that is contrary to what they're doing. It has been said many times. It is only necessary for the good man to do nothing, thusly allowing evil to prevail. Small little thing, Halloween. Are you going to say, well, I don't have any children, so I don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to talk to anybody else's kids. But, you know, I'm going to take and I'm going to give out candy so all the kids in the neighborhood think I'm a good guy. Peer pressure. Okay, we had this thing. No person in his natural capacity. Now, let's get back to this person. As defined by the Noah's Webster Dictionary, 1828, the American Dictionary of English Language, person in the noun, a Latin word signifying primarily a mask used by actors on the stage. Have you got a mask on? Your children got a mask on? We move down to item number 8 under person in Noah's Webster Dictionary. In law, an artificial person is a corporation or body politic. So, when the courts are talking, in most every instance, they will ask you, are you this person? You answer, yes. You have, without defining it, because you didn't define it and they didn't define it, you have agreed because you're in law, in some kind of courtroom, some sort of situation that will get you in a courtroom, you've agreed that you're part of the corporation or the body politic. And then you remember, sometime later when you're sitting in jail or have had whatever's taken from you, oh, I forgot to define what I'm doing. You, the individual, allowed somebody to make an assumption, and you did not counter the assumption. People say, well, this is all so tricky. And, Jerry, you've been doing it for years. And I say, yeah, and I'm always studying, and I'm always trying to do more and learn more. Now let's look at the word person in the verb tense. To represent as a person, to make, to resemble, to image, to represent as a person. I don't know if this is going over your head, but let's try it a simpler way. It says it in the Old Testament. God has no respect for person. That's the greatest reason that I know that I'm not a person. And if somebody asks me in any type of a formal situation, if I'm a person, I say, no! If somebody is just sitting around and we're just chewing the fat and everything, will I use the term person? Yeah, because we're just chewing the fat. There's people say, well, how do I know when I'm just sitting around chewing the fat? Where I'm in a legal situation? Well, if you're signing anything, if it's on any type of paperwork, you're in a formal situation. I don't know how it could be more simple. I don't know how to explain it. Now, let me continue on this same statement. No person in his natural capacity is brought before the court as defendant. This not being a proceeding against the thing. See, the court doesn't want to, at any place, give you the terminology as a divine created being servant. So they take the word that I just said, chop them down to thing. Having a sponsor break? Stay with us.
Angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes.
Welcome back to the Gathering Offering. I'm going to return back to this sentence. People say you're beating it up. The way that you learn is you learn the jots and the tittles, the small things. You have to get your mind thinking about small things. You have to ask questions in your mind. Then once you ask the question, you have to seek the answer. Those that fail to do such do not do effective due diligence. And then they want to cry to everybody about how they're being abused because they don't want to exercise responsibilities and duties. This not being a proceeding against the thing, but against the person, comma, a person capable of appearing as a defendant, comma. Okay. A person capable of appearing as a defendant. Would that not let you possibly question, since they're saying a person capable, could there be a person incapable? The court found it necessary to say that the person has to be capable. What if they're incapable of appearing as a defendant? Have you thought of that? Think of that. That's where I'm working for. Working toward. Against whom a decree can be pronounced. Must be a party to the cause before a decree can be regularly pronounced. So, if you go in there, and you're not a person at all, and you quote from the Word of God in the Old Testament, and you state, he is my master, he is who I give allegiance to, and he says he has no respect for persons. And then you ask to the court, or anybody, does anybody but want to be walking around that gets no respect from God? Tell me, one listener, besides the atheists that don't believe in God, or the Canaanites, well, the Canaanites actually want respect from their God, Satan. That's why they do all their bad stuff. Think about this. Now, carry this forward, going back to material I've talked about in the past, but I want to try and connect it up. I'm in the Internal Revenue Code, Section 6331, Levy and Distraint, Section A. If any person liable, they don't define that word person, do they? Just to say, any person. I don't want to be any person. Do you? Because persons are made liable and they don't define it. Your failure to define that you're not a person, or at the minimum, go in there and explain that you are a divine created being, servant. By the way, my paperwork, I don't use paperwork. I say man, M-A-N. I find that in the Word of God. Created a man. Created a woman. I don't read anywhere. Maybe somebody could educate me. Where the Lord says, I created person. People struggle over this. There's no really reason to struggle on it except to understand that all of your life you've been equated with the word person. You've been wearing a mask since you were a child. When society, peer pressure, got your mommies and daddies to dress you up as a devil. Little girls like to dress up like little princesses. We wonder why little boys grow up and, gosh, he's got the devil in him. He's doing all these things. Now he dressed up like a devil all of his life as a kid at Halloween. We had little girls dressed up like little princesses. Man gets married to her, he says, man, she thinks she's a princess. Everything has to be done like a princess. I don't like this. Why should you be upset? All of her life, her parents dressed her up like a princess. Brought bad spirits into all of us. Oh, that sure isn't real popular to say. But how many of the listeners of RBN, not just to the Gathering Offering, never as a child, went out and did Halloween? Blessed are those that didn't. Ask yourself, did I do that through the blessings of my parents? Did I do it to my children? Did I do it to my grandchildren? Do I do this to other people's children when they come to your house to get some candy? A pagan holiday is Halloween, coming up. And in your neighborhood, you will probably experience. In my neighborhood, being non-political in the description, non-corporate in the description, there are no children around here. Bottom of the half-hour break, thank you.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds, negotiating for your life, surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse, disease prevention, raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepare's Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
'Cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Welcome back to the Gathering Offering. I'm going to go back to two words. I heard these words being used, well, actually three or four words will be covered in this, being used by individuals talking on Republic Broadcasting Network today. I really, you know, was hanging on a lot of words of what a host and a guest and even some callers were saying. And they were so close, except I never heard one of the individuals talking get into a definition. They just freely used words without defining those words. The word resident. Do you have a residence? Is your place where you stay, where you happen to brush your teeth, take a shower, sleep? Is it called a residence? Residence is of importance in several ways. First, as an element in ascertaining a person's domicile. Oh, I heard people saying, well, I don't have a residence, I got a domicile. law says a person's domicile. You already admitted that you're an actor. You've already admitted that you're part of the body corporate. Let me read. Go back to U.S. Supreme Court case. People say, why do you do that? Because that's the reality of how the laws in this country are set up. I may not like what they say. You may not like what they say. But those black ropes are the ones that give the authority to the executive branch to send the black suits with their guns and machine guns and tasers out to your location and have at it with you. United States versus Curtis Wainwright Export Corporation, 1936. And I quote, but to the colonies in their collective and corporate capacity as the United States of America. Your individual state of California, state of New Jersey, is in fact and always has been corporate. And if you happen to have a person's domicile, and that's all you say, first of all, I've just read to you, person, part of the corporation, in law, they're called a corporation. Residence is of importance in several ways. First, as an element in ascertaining a person's domicile. Secondly, as determining whether he is subject to the authorities having jurisdiction or powers within the district where he lives. So, you got a resident? You get something through an envelope, communication? You got a zip code on there? Zip code says you're in the District of Columbia and that's where you reside. Zip code reached out and made your house, your farm, your condominium, your apartment one of its territories. And you're a person having a residence that is also known as a domicile. Where am I? I'm on some land. The land belongs to the father. I you know, there's a definition I use under inhabitant. Someone that was native born. Everybody says, well, that's in the area, you know, the red man. That's North American Indian. No, no. I was native born on land. Probably a whole lot of you people were native born in the land mass on a map known as America. But all of your life, you said United States of America. So die. And I found out I was wrong. Resident. An agent, minister, or officer residing in any distant place with the dignity of an ambassador. The chief representative of the government at certain princely states. Residents are a class of public ministers inferior to ambassadors and envoys, but like them, they are under the protection of the law of nations. Now, what does the Christ say? Go ye not the way of the nations. Back to the Internal Revenue Code 6331A. If any person liable, moving on down, levy may be made upon the accrued salary or wages of any officer, employee, or elected official of the United States. The District of Columbia. You got a zip code? There you are. Just talk to you about that. Any agency or instrumentality of the United States or the District of Columbia. How about that? Instrumentality. Organization. Corporation. Agency. Anything like that. Now, every one of the problems that I hear people constantly, you know, complaining about, Agenda 21, code enforcement, whether or not I can have rabbits, whether or not I can have, you know, regular milk, whether or not I can raise some chickens and sell the eggs without a permit, all these problems, the right to travel, going down the road. Every one of these, the reason you got a problem is because you're an officer. You're part of the instrumentality of the United States or the District of Columbia. Now, this is the problem. People say, well, golly, how am I going to operate without all this stuff? It's somewhat difficult. It can be done. You watch, if you've been doing it for 15 years like I am, you watch the news get tighter and tighter and tighter. People complain about it. They don't do a damn thing about it. They don't get out there and stand up and do something. They complain. They wonder why the news gets tighter and tighter. Get more and more people that are willing to stick their head in the noose. You know, they got to make that news bigger. And just by the fact of, you know, one man standing against the other man, you know, there's only one news. That's Satan's news. But, you know, there's more slack. Another woman sticks her head up in there, you know, get it around there, you know, just because of their heads, you know, they're not, you know, right smash next to each other. The noose gets looser. People say, stick your head in the noose. How can you say something like that, Jerry? What did the Christ say? He who thinks to gain his life shall lose his life. He who loses his life for my sake shall gain his life. Getting that? You got to die for him? Rich young man comes to the Christ and says, I give alms to the poor and I do all these other good works. And the young man asked the Christ, he says, what else do I need to do to gain the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of the Father? And the Christ says, sell all of your businesses, pick up your cross, and follow me. Everybody says, oh, okay, well, you know. But the young man said, no, he couldn't get rid of his businesses. They were too vastly, too much. He was a rich guy. What does the Christ say? Lay up not earthly treasures, but heavenly treasures. So, yes, there will be some economic consideration that you will have to go through. But if you fail to do it, where are you going to be? Now, a lot of people read this, pick up your cross and follow me, and they don't get it. The Christ had a cross. Where'd he go? He got killed. What's going to happen to the children? Not all of them, but a whole bunch of them. We're going to get killed. Oh, my gosh, don't talk that way, Jerry. That makes the listeners get sad. That's not saying soothing things to them. Well, let me make you abundantly aware. I fervently pray to the Father. Please, Father, allow me to die with my boots on. Please, Father. Do not have me die with my boots off. I really don't want some tree to fall down and squish me because I was just being stupid. Let me, Father, die for you. In section 6331B, the same levy and distraint, seizure and sale of property. The term levy, as used in this title, includes the power of distraint and seizure by any means. Oh, you think they're just going to serve some papers on you? If they don't want to serve papers, they can send out the SWAT team. Do you think that shooting you and killing you is not by any means? We are in the woods. We are in the real woods. There are bad guys called Canaanites that are pursuing us. They want to capture us. They want to kill us. And people are going to participate in an election for President of the United States, for senators, members of the House of Representatives, and all the way down the line, the city and state elected officials. That's coming up here in about 9 days. And when you go out and vote, You have agreed to the body politic. You have agreed to the corporate. About a year and 3 months ago, the abomination stood up in front of Congress, I think it was, and he said, the people of America are stockholders in this great country. He told you the truth. You own stock. If you happen to be a United States citizen, if you happen to be a citizen of the state of Arkansas, what is the definition of revenue? The one that I choose to use and that apparently the courts choose to use. Revenue is defined as return on investment. The government has made you, the person, into an energy source. They invest in you, and they want revenue, which is a return on investment. And when you stand up and say, no, I won't pay for a driver's license. No, I won't pay for this. No, I won't agree not to paint my house pink. You are infringing upon the corporate body politics return on investment. The government has no investment in me. I have no investment in the government. Therefore, by actual definition, I say to them, in words they can understand, you have no authority to collect a return on investment, i.e. revenue on me. I am not owned as persons and residents and so forth are owned by Mammon's government. I am owned by the Father in heaven, his only begotten Son, and the Father's law. People say, oh, he's talking about religion. I'm not talking about religion in the sense that I hear preachers talk. It's brought to my mind of a verse in the Old Testament. The Lord said, my vineyard is destroyed because of many preachers. I'm not preaching. If you think I am, you're mistaken. I'm trying to share some knowledge. You, the individuals, must get started. You must put hours in. Now, there is room for confusion here. I hear people, and they're real close. But they're wrong. And some of these people, I try to have a discussion with them, and absolutely the point that they're correct in, I say, yeah, you got that right, no doubt about it. But over here, you got this, it's a little off. Let me make a suggestion to you. They don't want to do that because their ego says they're 100% right. And they're so afraid that if they have to admit back to the people they talk to, well, you know, I put out 10 things, and 8 of them were good. The 2 of them made a mistake. Now they're afraid everybody's going to say, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. We learn from our mistakes. If I were to compare where I believe that I am today compared to 20 years ago, I would say, boy, I was really dumb then. How many hours a week do I normally put in on research? 5, 10, 15? Sometimes more than that. In reading and going back to something and saying, let's see here. I'm reading this, a person capable of appearing as a defendant. Well, that must mean there's persons incapable of appearing as a defendant. Now, if I'm incapable of appearing as a defendant, guess what? They have no claim against me. Ha! The word incapable is not there, but if you can have it in one sense, then you can have it in the other sense. I hope this is making some sense to you. I cannot do more than offer to you what has worked up until this time for me. I do take this pledge, this vow before the Father, that if a time comes that I do something and it doesn't work, I will get on the radio, even if I don't have a radio show, and tell everybody what I did wasn't right. Got to do something different.
Some exotic food.
Sponsor break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop!
Welcome back to the last 5 minutes of the gathering offering, and the board operator told me there's a caller. If they come on and identify their name and location, I'd be appreciative.
Jerry, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Jerry, Jim up in Missouri. Yeah, you know,
you've brought this this point up very many times, and I was going through some of your stuff on Freedom School, and I just got a wild hair up and went through the statutes here in Missouri, and I started looking up or doing searches in the statutes on the words like person and resident and domicile and everything, and well, lo and behold, there's multiple definitions of them. So I guess, you know, you've got a question, either that. Well, I would think that you're going to have to question, well, that depends on what your definition of whatever of resident is or person is.
May I offer this to you, Jim?
Yeah, go ahead.
In a courtroom, jurisdiction, this is 101 basic day one law. Jurisdiction is determined by the pleading. Pleadings means what you put in there, what you define such and such to be. Does that help any?
No, I totally understand. So when you go in and you make your whatever claim you're going to make, you have to specify. I am not a person. My definition of person is blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. And the people, you know, this is what tonight was about, was trying to get people to say each individual must determine who they are. And if you don't determine it correctly, you're going to get zipped.
I got you, Jerry. Hey, I always appreciate your show and your knowledge.
Well, I don't know about knowledge. I try hard.
Don't be too humble, Jerry. Appreciate
well,
you.
Well, it's true. You, when you become have hubris, you get humbled in a very hard, harsh way. So, you know, I'm always working and I'm always trying to do better. I am told that I have a responsibility and duty to be smarter tomorrow than I am today.
I understand, sir.
All right. Well, you have a great evening.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a guy that just decided he'd do a little homework, and he says, my gosh, look at all these different definitions. You better pick the right ones, what he was trying to say, I hope. Going back, we just very quickly, Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, Sections 871, Tax on Non-Resident Alien Individuals, Income from Sources, Income, you hear that word? I don't have income within the United States or without the United States. In this set of paperwork from the Internal Revenue Code, 18 times over the course of, let me see how many pages this thing is, 17 pages. Within the United States occurs 18 times, without the United States occurs 0 times. Think about that. I'm without the United States. Blessings to those with eyes and ears. Good night.
Angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.